meat prices are sitting at a record price. In real terms, with inflation, it's actually not a record price. We've had higher cattle prices in the 1970s.
That's a long way back.
A long way back, but it's always good to look at it in real numbers. But I guess a lot of this is driven at the moment in cattle is really from restocker demand. We've same in grain, we've seen a lot of grass being grown, and the cattle numbers have fallen in the previous droughts. I guess when we look at those cattle prices in a record number, will we see the market come back down? You know, who's to know at the moment, but all we do know is that the actual processors of meat, when you take into account all their costs, they're probably losing money. They have made good money in the last couple of years, but at the moment, Mercado, we have a lot of cutout models, and they show that processors are on average losing money this year.
So with prices where they are at the moment, what can you do with livestock to actually lock in at these levels?
That's a good question. At the moment, a lot of livestock, for the majority, you're really restricted to what price you get on a particular day you sell. It's not like grain where there is futures markets and forward access markets which you can forward price out to potentially up to 2 years. With livestock, that's not available. But what we've seen is with the likes of Auctions Plus, they're starting to do forward cattle and lamb auctions. But also as well, as there is actually a company called Ryman that's over-the-counter futures market, and they're looking to potentially offer contracts which are indexed against the ICI and the ESTLI. This will give people an opportunity to, if prices look good and you've got an ability to lock it in for, you know, even 6, 8 or 12 months' time, it means you can secure a bit of value.
What about, can I ask you, because as we get more substitution with your eggs and your pork, are we in for more volatility now?
I always find it dangerous when people mention a new level in any commodity. Commodities in general, I'm talking about all commodities, they tend to work in cycles. And cattle especially works in fairly defined seasonality cycles. I think that it's hard to say it's a top because we do run through those. People restock, they produce more beef, and then that puts pressure back on prices. In Australia, we're also, I guess, we go for a drought year, a lot more stock goes onto the market because people don't have the grass to feed them. So it really is seasonal. And we actually have a report which is freely available on our website, which actually looks at the seasonality of cattle in the US and Australia over a long period of time. And it's about a 40-page document just looking at cattle cycles and what its impact is on price. And you know, we are in one of those growing periods of that cycle. But there is an old adage that low prices are the cure for low prices and high prices are the cure for high prices. Eventually, somebody doesn't want to pay the high prices and it comes back down.